You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 959. Today's devotional is called With My Whole Heart.
Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast.
Good morning. My name is Stephanie, and I'm with my sister, Gabby. Again, we want to thank Allison for allowing us to do this. You know, almost every single morning or every time me and my sister are together, we are pretty much doing this right here, which is sharing a cup of coffee, sharing some dessert at a coffee shop, and just talking about the word, talking about what we love to talk about. So, Allison, you've given us a chance to share our fun 5-minute conversations about Jesus and the Word, but with an incredible audience like you guys, an incredible community like you guys. So we hope that you are liking our conversation so far. We hope that we're connecting with you and you're getting to know us, because we love getting to know you and what you like to talk about. So this morning we are talking about With My Whole Heart. So Gabby, take it away.
Yep. I'm excited to talk about this one, because it's for all my busybodies and all of my doers, the people that like to get things done. And it's Colossians 3:23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily. If you are near your Bible, just go ahead and underline work heartily. And it continues, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord, you'll receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. I love this verse because personally, I'm a doer. I like to get things done, and I like to make a to-do list and cross off the to-do list. But sometimes we can actually just get bogged down in the to-do list, and we just like to cross things off of our list and what we need to get done, that we actually don't take the time to intentionally work hard for that job. So if you have a job that you have a lot of menial tasks, or maybe you're doing things that are just very small and you feel like they're not really big enough and your heart's not in that. Well, take time to change your perspective on that job, because this is talking about whatever you do, work heartily. Mm. So put your heart into that. Really give it your all. And it's not saying whatever you do for the kingdom or whatever you do for ministry, because a lot of people think that it has to do, or the only good that you do is in ministry, you know? But this is talking about whatever you do in your life. Work hard for it and with your entire heart, but know that you're doing it for the Lord.
Amen.
And it's not for men. And so when you're at your job and you're at school or whatever season that you're in, even if you're raising children, work hard for it. Be somebody that is driven and likes to get the job done, but remember why you're getting the job done. It's for the Lord, that we do all things. In all things, we worship him. In all things, we give him the glory. And even in our job, in our menial tasks, in our front desk job, that all we're doing is picking up phones. How can we do that with our whole heart? And how can we do that for the Lord? And how can we kind of change our perspective on the things that we do? Because then 24 goes on to say, knowing that from the Lord, you'll receive the inheritance as a reward. Mm. That there's a reward for us. There's an inheritance that God is giving to us for the work that we do here on earth. Mm. But we have to remember who we're doing it for. It cannot just be for your boss. It cannot be climbing the ladder because I have to prove something. We live in a day where, especially us females, we feel like we have to work harder than anybody else because we're trying to prove a point. That is not biblical. That is not what God is calling us to do. We work hard because we're trying to please God. We're trying to honor him. And most importantly, our purpose in life, we want to glorify God in all things.
Amen.
So we work hard. We work and do everything in excellence. We do it with our heart because it's in order to glorify God. And verse 24, knowing that from the Lord, I will receive an inheritance as my reward because I'm serving Jesus. I am serving the Lord. Mm. And so that's my prayer for every single person. If you're on your way to work right now, let this change your perspective about that front desk job that you are heading towards, or the back of a stock room where you have to go fold clothes for 5 hours and never see the light of day. Know that everything you do, change your perspective, that when you're folding that shirt, when you're answering that phone, that you're doing it for the Lord. And that there's a reward and there's an inheritance that God is going to bless you with, because Amen. We are serving him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Come on, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you for giving us the blessing of a job, giving us the blessing of a career or of an education that we can work towards or a family that we can work to provide for. Lord, we pray over today. And we just ask that all of us can change our perspective of how we view our jobs, how we view our tasks and our responsibilities. Lord, that it wouldn't be for us. It wouldn't be to prove a point. It wouldn't be for our bosses. Lord, that it would be for you. And I pray that everything we do today, everything our hand touches, everything our eyes see, every conversations we have, let it be to glorify you. Because God, we are serving you. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.